It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, brother. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Well, what do you got for us this week?
Okay. Let me turn this timer on so I make sure I stay within my limits. As usual, a lot of Elk and Valley Trails balls are bouncing. We've got the grants in for a 75-foot bridge at Crooked Creek. That's the end of our current trail. Some people call it where the big stone is. Looked like a tombstone for a while, but there's a 75-foot gap there, 35 feet deep, and we're working with Lock Row of Smith and Row in Mount Airy to put a bridge in there, working with the town. We've raised up some matching money. We're still working on that, and I should kick that off October the 1st. We're still working at Carter Falls. We had a great weekend. We had 26 people out there last weekend. Built the trail down to the falls, actually above the falls. We're not going to build the trail completely down to the falls because there's going to be a bridge down there about midway down. And that bridge, suspension bridge, should be about 200 feet long. And we're working on grants with that and working on raising some matching money. And great deal of thanks to Dan, Sally Park, and their family for selling that piece of property and then giving us donating about an 11-acre easement on the other side, on the western side of the property. So we're all going to enjoy that. That's really not but about 3 miles from Elkin, if you can believe it, maybe a little bit further. We're working on the trail between here and there. As part of that, Explore Elkin is going to put on a hike May the 5th from Isaac's Campground and Grassy Creek Vineyard to Birds Branch Campground, and they're going to hike into the falls. For people who are members of the Explore Elkin group, you can check with them and see if you can get on board for that hike. That should be a lot of fun. It's not officially open yet. Meeting on Monday with the Wilkes County commissioners and county manager and all that, having a plan for a grand opening kind of thing. So we had a great Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail weekend 2 weekends ago, and about 250 people here from all over the state. Enjoying Elkin and Stone Mountain and the trails we have here. With Wine Festival, we're going to be hosting. Richard Moore is leading it, and we'll be hosting the 25, 50, 71, and 100-mile bike ride, road bike ride. And we need some volunteers every year. We get a few new ones, and we'd love to have you volunteer in Manna Station or Water Station along the Vineyard route. It goes from a number of between vineyards, and pretty exciting. People have a lot of fun. You can check our website out. We've been working to renovate our website thanks to Chris Ford, Rob Arnold, Randy Tolbert, Joanna Salvatore, Dina. A lot of people are working on upgrading our website, so check that out. You might see Joe Hicks out on his truck, or his son's truck, putting up some new Mountain to Sea Trail signage, and it's going to be between the Parkway, Blue Ridge Parkway, through the Stone Mountain Park, then to Elkin, and then all the way to Pilot Mountain, which is the section six of the Mountain to Sea Trail, and it's the Elkin Valley Trails is the task force leader for that 70 miles of trail. Big thanks out to Kevin Settles, Spice Bush Farms. Jason Taylor's working with him on 3/4 mile. We're going to start some construction out there going east. The Freddie Davis property is on hold right now, working with the town on that. But it's trails through there leading to Surrey County land, Weyerhaeuser land, Spice Bush Farms, and then really pretty close to the Mitchell River, where we already have a half a mile of trail on Carolina Heritage Vineyards. So we're working with the 1U property, which is the next set of property up, and hoping to find some good paths through there. We're working on 2 trails in Stone Mountain, one to complete the Mountain to Sea Trail and one to finish a horse trail. So if you're interested in helping, we're starting a Friends of the Stone Mountain. Kate Henning is the chairman of that. Those are the main things we're working on. We have some work days coming up. May the 5th is a hike with Elkin Explorers. And this weekend we'll have a small work day at the Elkin Park, just going to do some cleanup work, and that'll be the activity. If you want to volunteer, check on the face on our webpage and send us a sheet, and we'll get in touch with you, and you can help us. Got an Eagle Scout project and high school project in the planning session. And then Rusty Tyser is our business liaison person, so that if you're a business, company, school, church, and you want to work on the good Lord's what he's given us to work with in all this beautiful area, we'd love to have you come out and join us as a business or church or club to take a section of the trail, and that's about all I've got.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Dr. Bill Blackler, with this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report. Thanks, buddy.